Well, hello, Beth, and welcome to the tower. You think I've forgotten you? Oh, come on. I've not forgotten you. I've just had a really difficult couple of months. It's been summertime. Actually, not an entirely difficult couple of months. Went to India. My little boy got to feed an elephant, riding an elephant. What else did you do? Paint an elephant, actually. So he did loads of stuff. I'm still using this very antiquated recording equipment. Actually, I'm trying some on the laptops. I'm trying a different type of recording equipment today. And I'm doing a poetry episode. I'm doing some poems, which is a new thing for me. But some people have sort of said that they'd like the poems at the end of the episodes. So I'm kind of, you know, just trying, giving it a go here. I've been contacted once or twice by one or two listeners. Remember, you can always contact me on emchambers1966@gmail.com. I'm always very happy to hear what people have to say. And it's kind of cool because when I look down at my listeners and where they come from on my host, I seem to have quite a few listeners in America. I love that because I like Americans. I was there in 2014, went to New York, Scranton, Pennsylvania to see Kiss play. I went to Boston and that, so I was in America and I like America. I've got a few listeners scattered all over actually, including one in Romania, just one. I'd love to know who you are, so if you are that listener in Romania, say hello to me, please. As I do the poems, it's going to be a little bit autobiographical, isn't it? Because I'm going to do a little story around each poem, so you know what the poem's about, where it's come from, that type of thing, and it'll make it hopefully a little bit more real for you. This one I wrote very recently. I'm going to start with one that I wrote last week, and I haven't written poems for a long time. It was me walking towards a graveyard, a very old graveyard, with tombs from the 1700s, actually. Very overgrown. And it was a bit weird because my dog didn't want to go in at all. It's not my dog, it's my son's dog. I'm not a big fan of dogs myself, actually. But I was out walking in. And he didn't want to come in. He was like pulling the lead because he did not want to walk in this graveyard at all. I went in because I'd been feeling really low. And I wanted to, I don't know, connect to the spirits or something like that, to ask for help. A bit weird, I suppose, but that's sort of what I was thinking of at the time. But the dog didn't want to go in. And when I went in and started kind of talking to them, I got a really sharp pain in my leg and I was stung really badly by a nettle that I had spotted. It was kind of strange. It was as if it was like warning me off, out of there. Weird. Anyway, here's the poem. Stay, silent spirit, stay. For where you lie today, I will assuredly lie tomorrow. Let me not disturb your peace, but hold my hand for a while, as I am alone and need a friend. Stay, silent spirit, stay. Amongst the trees and longer grasses, that was worn gravestones lying passive in the mists of time. My dog fears to enter. He senses you there. Oh, stay, silent spirit, do not move away. Or Jim, lurking in yonder tree, I don't fear thee. My hand is taken, the child's within. Where or where will you lead me now? Interesting, yeah? I'll give a little context the last couple of lines. My wife and I lost our first sort of son. And it's kind of weird because sometimes if I'm feeling very low, I put my hand out and sense him there. And I ask him to hold my hand and I talk to him and I tell him that I'm sorry that I'm not there. the next one, sorry about the pause there, by the way, for some reason the equipment was playing off. The next one was written quite a long time ago. It's not not fresh at all. It was written, I think, when would it have been written? Late 90s. I was commuting a bit at the weekends backwards and forwards from Lancashire to Cumbria, and I was inevitably stuck sometimes on a Sunday night near Preston, actually, on a long tailbacks. And at the same time, I'd had a relationship, didn't work out. And I really, really had wanted it to work out. I was bitterly disappointed in things. Very sad. And there was a sense of sort of, I felt deadlock, really, both in the traffic and in life generally. And that's why this one's called Tailback. Another motorway tailback. Oh, what a pointless waste of time. Commuter's lifestyle, but I chose it, I suppose. Who knows? I mean, what else is there to do but think of you? Yeah, you're just not around anymore. Oh, hell, there I go again, conjuring your name. I watch the sunset over there, beautifully tinged. Surely reason for us all to live. So many lovely, gentle reds and orangey hues. But I'm stuck right here, remembering you. Another personally emotional deadlock. I think reading these poems is quite therapeutic for me as well, because it takes me back to different parts of my life. I went to my parents' house over the summer, and I was looking through their some drawers in my old bedroom, and I found these poems, which sort of inspired me to do a poetry episode for the podcast. And also, we forget poetry's originally, you know, people sat and listened to poems. They didn't really read them as much. Poetry was a very auditory thing. And it's rather lovely. I don't know what it's like for you just listening to them as opposed to reading them. Again, drop me an email. Let me know. These are two little ones. They've got no story really connected to them. They're just kind of little tiny poems that I'd scribble down on some paper. First one's called A Little Love. A love poem I could write you. My heart I'd gladly give. For when you're out of sorts with me, I don't even wish to live. You sit there, it's perplexing. Yet no matter what I do, hey, you're the better player. It's game, set, match to you. And the next one? If I move towards you, why do I feel you'd step back? Yet if you came to me, I'd take you, hold you, love you. So I know why you'd step back. Reading this one, the second one, I think both of these two were written in the late 80s, actually, probably when I was still at school. And the second one, I think, is one of those sort of when you're trying to go out with somebody, maybe you ask them out, but you know that you're more keen on them than they are of you, and that sort of feeling that when you go and talk to them, they know you might want to ask them out or something, so they shut down on you. I still rather like it. It's very small. I wish I'd written a bit more of it, perhaps, but one of my stories that I've done on the podcast is called The Tale of the Most Excellent Halima. And for a time in the 90s, I was kind of interested in the Arabian Nights. And I was playing around with ideas. I was interested in jinns and Arabian Nights and things like that. I'm a sad person, of course, a storyteller. And I spend most of my life just wishing I could find a genie in a bottle and give him a wish. And my wish would be to go back in time knowing what I know now, you know, the ability to change things. I wish. So this next one is a dream sequence poem. I saw a pair of eyes behind a veil. They watched me as I slept. The blackness of night upon me was over her. but her shroud was her soul. I saw a man who was dying, drowning in a prophet's tears. The prophet sat upon a cloud and realized our fears. I asked him why he cried so. He answered in the dark. His voice was hidden by my sleep, but his reasoning belied the hidden thoughts I keep. As I melt under the water, I know he cries for me, but I have ceased to listen. And it's killing me. Yeah, I must have been a bit down when I wrote that one. I was playing around, but funnily enough, I've never wanted to write about daffodils and flowers and rivers. But my poems have always come from emotion and how I was feeling at the time. And that one I can still connect to because I've had a grim couple of months, to tell you the truth. Let's do a little bit more upbeating. On arriving at my house used to have, my parents' house used to have, a little imp on the door. He was from Lincoln Cathedral. And if you go to Lincoln Cathedral, the story of the Lincoln Imp, if you don't know it, is that a little devil got into Lincoln Cathedral. And he was cursed or zapped or whatever by the bishop, I think, at the time. And he was an angel. I can't remember all the ins and outs of it. I'm sorry, I've not looked it up before I did this. And he was turned to stone at the top of the cathedral, right in the middle of it. And he looks down upon us now. And I got a little model of him and I put him on the door of my parents' house. And it goes, "The devil sits upon my door, a knocker to be knocked. An angel sits on my shoulder to write when he is shocked. Should angel meet the devil, what a host of things they'd say. And if religions are to be believed, then someday I will pay." I wonder. This one's quite clever. It's only four lines. It's called "For a Child." Said the child, "Why have you done this to me?" Said the adult, "My aim was somewhere else. You just happened to be there." I don't know when I wrote that one, but I can still feel this thing behind it. Why is it that as grown-ups we hurt each other and inevitably the children who are not really our target get affected as well? I feel sad for them, you know? Let's do. Oh, "An Ocean of Love." Let's be happy about this one. This was me writing for somebody that I was in love with. Okay? Again, it's just a small one, a couple of lines. "As the river flows on endlessly, onwards to the sea, my love for you is always, effortlessly, eternally." I used to have a girlfriend who wanted poetry written to her. "Write me poetry," she would say. I'll read that one again. "As the river flows on endlessly onwards to the sea, my love for you is always, effortlessly, eternally." On a more serious measure, the next one is called "That Book." This is about religion, faith, and pleasing other people. My accusation was for people who just bark at religion without understanding it. I was going through some sort of, I don't know, something at the time, and just thinking about it. "You hold a book you do not read. You read, but you do not understand. You adhere, yet not focus upon the word. You shout, yet will not listen. All from a book, not in my language, a book I know so well. Covertly I promote what will be nemesis of my own downfall. when with you I too belong to the book. I have no faith, yet you expect me to understand why it is you love so. What's no more than mist in my hand, to devote your time and energy on preparing for beyond, to me is merely mystery. Yet to have you, I have joined. Takes me back a while, that one. I do believe in God, actually. I'm a Christian, and I'm quite a sincere Christian. But that was when other things were happening in life. And read into it what you like. Yeah, and funny enough, I think I quite like it. This one belongs with it. I've just scribbled a few lines down. A prophet in an ever-decreasing kingdom, a kingdom of one, insular, withdrawn, void. Often when I'm writing books and stories, and I have a good little Arabian Nightsy type tale for you next time, when I'm writing stories, I sometimes just scribble down notes and things, little ideas. That one was meant to be going into a story, but it never did. I have a little story notebook, but I've written a lot less recently than I used to. I'm going to finish, I think, because that's enough poetry. You can't keep blasting poetry out for like 40 minutes or something. I think about 20 minutes for poems are interesting. This is one that I created a story called Habiba in the Box that you've never heard. I've never done it. But in it, there's a shopkeeper that I tried to make interesting. He lives in this old dusty shop, and a spider has made a web in his ear, which the children used to quite like and all go, ooh, too. And I played around with a poem after it. I'll finish on this one. He sits in a room full of spiders, weaving webs about his hair. One within his ear, threads joining him to the wall. What he hopes to catch there, who on earth can tell? You have to sit extremely still for a spider in his lair. Inside that inner ear, the spider weaves a spell, enticing in a deadly way the little fly within. The man, he hears the buzzing, and the spider hears it too. One more fly within the trap, and one less thing to do. To rid the world of all the flies is but his one ambition. But is it his or is it yours, or should it just be tradition? That's the point of getting old. A refocus of your mind. At least his body's playing host to spider and his kind. Weird and a bit trippy, huh? Well, there we go. So you've joined me for 20 minutes. Largely because I just really wanted to get another podcast out. I wanted to say hello to you all again. And I wanted to do some poetry, actually. I really felt like just doing some poems and getting them done and reading some of my poems, which I hope you've enjoyed as much as I have. And which just reminds me, you know, and I do say this, my podcasts are free. I don't ask for donations. I don't have subscribers paying and things like that. And a lot of podcasts do, but mine are always free just because I like to say hello to you all and I like doing it. But look, if you want to buy me a coffee and just say, hey, Mark, I've been listening to your podcasts for the last few months and I like them. Just, you know, put me something over for a bun and a coffee in my PayPal account. My PayPal account is emchambers1966@gmail.com. That's emchambers, C-H-A-M-B-E-R-S, 1966@gmail.com. And just, you know, if you've enjoyed it, it's nice, you know, it's nice for me just to have a little something and I can go and say, hey, people have liked it. Or drop me an email. Nice to hear from you. So a little podcast to say hello and I'll do a proper story again next time. And I've tried some new recording equipment this time by using the laptop directly rather than using something on the phone, which I wasn't very happy with. If you want me to get some new recording equipment, of course, drop a little bit more than the price for the coffee in and I'll maybe treat myself. God bless. Take care. All the best to you. Bye-bye now.